So Councillor Eddie Saroff is here getting his hands dirty. Describe what's going on here.
Well, it's a good feeling that the community's come out in force to stem this unacceptable form of crime called graffiti. And it's great to see neighbourhood watch groups come together and create a team to help remove graffiti off private property, because that is one area where the council cannot enter and tackle the graffiti problem.
So what do you do in public spaces?
In public spaces, we respond. We have our own teams. So if we can get the awareness up, if we can make sure that we remove graffiti as soon as it pops up, because graffiti does attract graffiti. And that's one of the messages we've put across here today.
How big is the problem of graffiti on the coast?
Unfortunately, the graffiti is a growing problem. We have been very proactive, but unfortunately the vandals have no respect for the law, they have no respect for the community and for the amenity of the areas. So what we are doing, we are constantly trying to tackle the graffiti as it appears. The big problem really is on private property. Unfortunately, in some areas, these are properties which are investment properties. The owners may be absentee landlords, and those owners are not attending to the graffiti removal. And hopefully through this scheme, we can communicate with the property owners, get their consent to get in there and try and remove as much of the graffiti as we can.
So the scheme that you're launching is the Neighbourhood Watch Graffiti Removal Programs. That, as you've mentioned, it's for private property. What have you given to the Neighbourhood Watch groups?
What we have provided the groups is a kit to assist them with removing the graffiti. Obviously, they'll need some chemicals to take the graffiti off some of the structures. And more importantly is we're giving them the support. They need to know that the council is behind them. They need to know that the council is encouraging other residents to come forward and to clean up the city.
How appreciative are you of these volunteers?
Extremely appreciative. I'm very excited.
And as you just mentioned, there has been a big focus here today talking about a whole community approach, all the community getting together. So now we've got the Neighbourhood Watch on board. What do you encourage the rest of the community, average Joe, to do about graffiti?
Well, I'd encourage more residents to join their neighbourhood watch group. I'd be encouraging other residents to form neighbourhood watch groups, and more importantly for the community to work together. I think this shows how the Gold Coast community is very proud and how the community comes together to tackle an unacceptable form of crime that we can tackle.
Hi, my name's Karen Moore. I work for Gold Coast City Council and Graffiti Administration Officer.
You've got in your hands a graffiti removal kit pack, which I understand that's available to any member of the public?
Yes, it is, yep.
So what have we got in here?
We have one bottle of graffiti removal. It is really good. And you've got a paintbrush, a pair of goggles and a pair of gloves, disposable gloves, and data sheet on instructions and on how to do it.
We've just heard from a police officer saying that one of the best deterrents and preventions of graffiti is to get to it and remove it quickly. So is that one of the aims behind this pack, to give residents the power to get it removed as quickly as possible?
Yeah, because with private property, our priority is to get there within 10 working days. We might get there the next day if we're in that area, or up to 10 working days. So if you want it taken off straight away, you can go into any office and pick up the kit yourself, and you can get it off straight away.
Neil Hammond is the leader of Neighbourhood Watch Broadbeach. Neil, what's going on here today? Why are you down here?
What we hope to arrange from today is there'll be four distinct groups, and they'll be based around the Broadbeach area for Central, Narang in the west, Coomera up in the north, and then Burley, Palm Beach in the south. And with those groups and Neighbourhood Watch, knowing that we have a certain amount of insurance coverage, that allows us to then go out and tackle graffiti in a far more professional way, so obviously backed by Gold Coast City Council.
Why are you so passionate about this and dedicate so much of your time and energy?
I suppose the first thing is 20 odd years ago I came to the Gold Coast and said I love the Gold Coast. Certain things happen in areas, and graffiti grew as populations do, and we thought, well, I'm going to join Neighbourhood Watch, which I did 10 years ago, and we're going to stamp this out. And gradually we are, to the extent that lots of the large graffiti areas are disappearing.
How long does that last, though, after you clean up a building? It must be so disappointing when the graffiti comes back.
That's true. It's a lot of hard work. It's taken us 2 years in our own particular area, Mermaid Broadbeach, whereby we have tackled it over and over to the extent last week we had a look around, no graffiti. Fantastic.
That must be a great feeling that your hard work pays off.
Just shows we've now got, having Neighbourhood Watch on board, we've now expanded our graffiti area, I suppose. Graffiti Watch, as I like to call it. This helps us also finding a few of these vandals and tracking them down.